Municipal pools opened in New York City this week. Beaches and pools in other parts of the country have been open for a while, or maybe never closed like they do here in L.A. And yet, many of them are facing a critical problem, lifeguard shortages.
That's right. From Tulsa to Minneapolis, cities are having a hard time finding enough people to work summer lifeguard jobs. To see where this shortage is coming from, we turn to Connie Harvey. She works in the aquatics program for the American Red Cross, and she's with us from Brevard County, Florida. Hi, Connie.
Good morning.
Well, what's going on here? Why a shortage of lifeguards?
The Red Cross is actually a training agency. We are not an employment agency. Interestingly, our training numbers are still remaining very high with lifeguarding. In fact, over the last 5 years, we've been increasing steadily, and this year we're at about those same numbers as well. So from the training side, the Red Cross is not seeing that there is indeed a shortage of lifeguards. There could be several factors at play here where those facilities are experiencing a shortage, and it could be as simple as many facilities have added features and attractions to their facilities, such as slides or inflatables that kids can play on. When you have those kind of items in a pool, it increases the need for lifeguards. Also, we have more water parks that are bringing on many more lifeguards. So it could be that the demand for lifeguards is higher, and so some of the more traditional places are having a bit of a struggle.
We hear a lot about how many young people are unemployed. Is it a complicated, difficult thing for them to get certified and take some of these jobs if there are shortages in places?
Well, of course, there has to be a basic level of skill to become a lifeguard. And it is not the same as going to work at a retailer. They have to have a pretty solid swimming ability. And having that basic level of knowing how to swim is sometimes a stopping point for folks.
So these people have to be pretty physically talented. And so I'm wondering, how much can they make in this profession?
You know, the amount of money that they make is very geographical in nature. You know, where you are is going to dictate the income that they can get. And the type of facility where you work will also be impacted by that. So the ones who are working in a traditional swimming pool may make less, you know, $8 to $10 an hour. And then as it goes into more complicated facilities, such as water parks, or if you go to a surf environment, where it is a year-round and additional certification is required, then that pay can be higher.
I think where we're hearing about shortages is in sort of the municipal pool context. So I suppose that makes sense, right, that in maybe smaller towns or in pools, you need those lifeguards, but those jobs, you're saying maybe they don't pay enough to attract even the teenagers that would usually train for them.
Well, and another issue with the lifeguarding profession is that it is seasonal in nature, and many kids nowadays are looking for year-round employment. And so that also adds to the complexity of it. But the thing is, lifeguarding is such a positive experience for folks. It gives youth such a different perspective and a different level of experience that you would get in other places. For example, number one, you have a skill to save a life. You know, this is something that can translate into many things, from the ability to help somebody who's in trouble in the water. It's also leadership that they learn. You know, they're going to be sitting up there and having an expectation of keeping a facility in check, having to sometimes correct people who are older than them. So they learn customer service skills. They learn communication skills. You know, just lifeguarding is a very professional job these days, and they get that in their training, and then they get that once they're on the job as well. So it's a great resume builder.
Maybe some different aspects to it than your typical summer job at McDonald's.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, Connie, thank you very much. That's Connie Harvey with the Aquatics Program for the American Red Cross. Thanks.
Thank you, Connie.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.